I think it is indicative of the political polarization. And I think the reason for that is, of course, the Supreme Court itself has become a very political institution because they aren't just interpreting law, they're making law. And because of the power of judicial review and also sort of a tradition of activist judges where they will weigh in on policy preferences that in the past were left up to the elected legislators, it's almost a natural outcome that you're going to have this partisanship brought into the Supreme Court and the other federal judges as well.